Now time for locker room chat with Oskaloosa girls and basketball coach Lindsay Newell ahead of their sub-state, and also they got one final regular season game coming up as well. But first we'll talk about those two regular season games you got completed earlier this week, starting off with your game on the 20th against Pleasant Ridge, falling in that one 54-30. Your thoughts on that one?
I thought our girls came out, coming off a loss to Effingham. I think we were a little tired, but I think really overall we were just getting beat inside. That's been a struggle all year. It's something that we're going to have to keep on moving forward, especially with games in sub-state. We just got to get a bigger presence inside and try to defend that inside post.
That's really tough. And then you guys, after that, took on Jackson Heights, yet another road game for you guys. Falling in that one 63-15, your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, that was pretty ugly. They're just a tough team. They can run up the court. Again, they beat us inside and outside. Overall, I could just tell our girls are really tight to start the game. I think they're nervous and maybe a little bit unprepared, just not having enough practice before that. But, just the story of the whole season is our turnovers, and we're a young team, so hopefully they can grow from that and just kind of keep their heads up and know how to change some of the things and just get better each game.
Absolutely. You guys have one regular season game left before sub-state. The seedings have already been solidified, so not really a whole lot on the line, but more to get you guys some confidence going into the postseason. What are you guys trying to get done in that game against Horton?
I think really overall, I just want to see us come out, and our intensity has got to get better from the get-go. I feel like a lot of the times they're just a little bit more nervous, and they need to use that nervousness as more of a fuel, a fire, and just a get-go. We just got to get out, push the – I really just want us to see us push the ball and stay a little bit more focused on keeping those turnovers to a minimum and not self-destruct in those, just kind of coming out and staying focused on our game plan.
Yeah, Coach, how difficult will it be with you guys playing on Friday, then again on Saturday? So that's four games this week that you guys will have to play as you guys will take on McLeod in the play-in game.
I'm not really too worried about it. I'm going to try to get a lot of our players in tonight, even the bench. I'm going to use the bench a lot just to make sure that, our starting five, seven girls that we usually play a game aren't going to be too tired. But I really do want to take a win away tonight going into Saturday just to keep their confidence boosted. And I know the girls are ready to play tonight. We had an early morning practice this morning, and I think they're ready to get a win tonight.
Great stuff. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always. And best of luck coming up on Friday, Saturday, and hopefully even Tuesday.
Yep, I appreciate it. Thanks.
That was Oskaloosa girls and basketball coach Lindsay Newell here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you today by Taylor Insurance and the Barnett Family Funeral Home.